To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
We know you're uncertain about psychics. Is this fortune teller you found on a forum legit?
Your one true love is...
me!
That's why California psychics reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work with us. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. New customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. So, experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
The Disney Plus Hulu HBO Max bundle. The ultimate bundle at an unbelievable price. Starting at $19.99 a month. On Disney Plus, go behind the scenes with Taylor Swift in The End of an Era.
Every single one of us all clicked together.
Battle it out with The Roses on Hulu.
Things are getting a little out of hand.
Well, you think?
And don't miss The Conjuring, Last Rites on HBO Max.
I don't know how to protect you this time.
All these and more streaming this month. Plans starting at $19.99 a month. Terms apply. Visit Disney Plus Hulu HBO Max bundle.com for details.
Toast the holidays in a new way and raise a glass of rum chata. A delicious creamy blend of horchata with rum. Enjoy it over ice or in your coffee. Rum chata, your holiday cocktails just got sweeter. Tap or click the banner for more. Drink responsibly. Caribbean rum with real dairy cream, natural and artificial flavors. Alcohol 13.75% by volume, 27.5 proof. Copyright 2025 Agave Logo Brands, Pewaukee, Wisconsin. All rights reserved.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
You're gonna get bored by this. Okay, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
Mookie Betts.
Daniel Bard.
Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball
isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
There's no human being on the planet I'd rather be talking to more than Scott Lauber of the Philadelphia Inquirer.
It's mutual. I come here just to talk to you.
This is where all the praise and all, we never feel better about ourselves than standing in a hotel lobby for 3 days at a WAC, right?
Oh yeah. You know, everyone says, "Oh, it's great, you get to go to Orlando for 3 days. They can have this on the moon." We don't get to go outside and see anything. We just look at each other for 3 days.
Indoors. The ironic thing, as you said that, I can look out this window. We're in a hotel lobby. What's this place? Signia?
Yeah, whatever. Bonnet Creek, yeah, something okay, like that. It's got like three names.
Yeah. It's a Disney property. So I'm looking out the window, and I can see inner tubes for the lazy river.
Yeah.
So I will give a baseball is a boring t-shirt to any first media member who I see out there on the lazy river.
On the lazy river. Give me a couple of days, because if the Phillies don't do anything this week, by Wednesday I'm going to have nothing else to do but just roll down the lazy river.
Stop tape. All right, so let's get put down to brass tacks with Kyle Schwarber. You and I talked about Kyle Schwarber. I think that you have you steered me in the direction of, wow, the Phillies really, really would take a hit if they let Kyle Schwarber go, right? Where do you feel with the Kyle Schwarber stuff right now?
Yeah, I mean, they would take a hit. I mean, the thing is, they would have to hard pivot to something else, whether that's Pete Alonso, who is the most comparable player to Schwarber on the market right now, and maybe in baseball overall, you know, or to Bo Bichette or something like that. They would take the money that they've got earmarked for Schwarber and spend it somewhere else. Of that, I'm sure. But, yeah, I mean, you know, he's been a guy who's been so important to them for so many reasons, what he does in the clubhouse and what he does in the lineup. They would have to figure out how to replace him. So I think that they're still like in the driver's seat, but they've kind of given him the space to go out and look and sort of explore his market, see what he can find. And I think we're getting to the point now where, you know, they're going to circle back and say, well, what do you have? Because whatever you've got, we're going to try to match it or beat it.
What do you think? You mentioned some names. You know the cut of their jib. What is... there's, nobody knows. I think it's on your social media bio. Yeah. Nobody knows the Phillies jib better than Scott Lauber, right? Correct?
Correct.
All right. What do you think is the best fit? Like, when you mentioned, okay, let's go through the list, right? Alonso, Bichette, Bregman, and Schwarber. Power rank those four guys, best fit for the Phillies.
Oh, so including Schwarber.
Yeah, yeah.
I think Schwarber's at the top for a few reasons. I mean, number one, all the things we talked about, but also you know that he can handle a big market. He handled Chicago, he handled Boston, he handled Philadelphia. So I would put him number one. I guess number two, I mean, the easiest sort of person you could plug in is Pete Alonso. He would have to agree to DH most of the time because Bryce Harper's the first baseman and is not moving to the outfield, or so they say, or they've said, for the last several years. So, you know, Alonso would be kind of a plug-and-play DH power guy, could protect Harper. He'd make you more right-handed. Schwarber's left-handed, so he'd kind of balance your lineup a little bit. And then, you know, I guess, like, the other things, like, if you did Bregman or you did Bichette, you'd have to make that work somehow. So that would involve probably then turning around and trading Alec Bohm, which is something they've wanted to do but haven't done because they've kind of overvalued him a little bit, I think, in the trade market. So they would have to do some other things to make a Bichette or a Bregman work. But I like Bichette's athleticism. I think that could give them a different look. And certainly Bregman brings the leadership component that you'd lose in Schwarber. So, you know, I'd put Schwarber at the top, and I think you could sort of make a case for all the others behind him.
Okay. All right. So it's one and then just lumping them.
I go, you know, Schwarber, and then I'd go Alonso, and then I'd probably go Bichette, Bregman, just because of the age.
Okay. So when you look at, so now comes the what do you think is going to happen thing, which is a hard thing. I was just talking to somebody, talking about how Dombrowski, we all celebrate, we are going to do this and this and this, right? Remember we are going to sign an ace and we are going to trade for a closer. And David Price, Craig Kimbrell, boom, boom.
Yeah.
And it's not all, it doesn't seem quite, it seems a little more convoluted for him this year than other years, right?
Well, it is in the sense that he has to kind of wait and see what Schwarber and JT Realmuto are going to do. He would love nothing more this week than to sign Schwarber and Realmuto, and then his offseason is not over, but, you know, the big pieces are over, and then you just sort of recast your bullpen a little bit, and obviously they have some work to do in the outfield, but the two big moves would be done. I think he'd love to do that, but the thing is that, you know, if those guys aren't ready to sit down and talk or to come to the Phillies with their best offer, then he can't move as quickly as he would like. So I do think we're getting to the point where he probably is going to go to the two of them and say, all right, what do you got? Like, let us know. We got to either do this or move on. And they're not there yet, but I think they're probably getting closer.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Then you talk about some other guys they might trade. Is there anybody? I'm not even mentioning Bryce Harper. You're welcome. Not mentioned Bryce Harper.
Yeah, they're not trading.
No, they're not.
Never
trying.
Were.
I mean, never were. What a mustache. I feel, is it me? Like, I feel a little bit better about myself seeing Bryce Harper, that knowing that everybody, you can be really, really good at something that you do and also have lose the aging process.
Make some decisions that you know.
Yeah,
you know, he's also getting all his blood taken out of his body and put back in. Yeah, I don't know if you've seen that on Twitter.
Last time I saw it was Lance Armstrong. Anyway,
we won't go there.
No, but it's anyway, science. So is there other pieces, like, for instance, I know, with Matt Strom, like, that's an interesting one because of the contract, and I don't know how much it matters, like, the whole thing, like, back and forth at the end of the year with Dombrowski, but is there anyone else you see, like that, who might be dealt?
Yeah, I mean, well, I think one thing that they would rather do is trade off their major league roster, which is strange for a team that's contending and trying to win a World Series, but they've traded, you know, a couple of top 100 prospects in the last calendar year. Their farm system's kind of top heavy. They really need Andrew Painter and Justin Crawford and then Aiden Miller to be good and to be big leaguers and be good for them. So, you know, Strom, you mentioned, they have three lefty relievers, Alvarado, Strom, and Tanner Banks. One of them, I think, could go somewhere, and Strom is probably the likeliest to move. Alec Bohm is someone we've talked about. They've talked about for a while now. Maybe a Brandon Marsh, but they need outfielders. They don't want to trade outfielders. So I do think that it's sort of that second-tier group of guys below the Harpers and the Turners, who are obviously not going anywhere, who they could look to move and maybe change the mix in that way if that's what they want to do.
Do you feel, well, this is the last thing, but do you feel, you know, like, if we go back to midway through last year, it was like the Phillies, I don't know what the odds were. I know the Dodgers' odds were always top, but the Phillies weren't that far behind. The perception was the Phillies were this juggernaut, they were the elite team, and then we get to the end of the year and this sort of like the wheels are falling off vibe with them. I don't think it was probably as ever bad as people thought. I think it was going so well for teams like the Dodgers and maybe the Blue Jays or whatever that we lose sight of that the Phillies can still be a good team. That's what I'm asking.
At Sierra, discover joyous deals on great gifts for everyone on your list, like cozy slippers, ski gear, fishing poles, bikes, large kayaks, even larger canoes. Whew. Which might lead to another discovery. Wrapping gifts is the only sport you need to stay fit this season. Tis the season to discover great gifts at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
They're still a good team, right?
Yeah, you know, it's so funny, like locally in Philly and then nationally when you talk to different people from, you know, who bring different perspectives. Like the local perspective is, you know, this team has backslid in the playoffs the last few years since they were in the World Series in 22. And, you know, they've run it back. Well, what's the definition of insanity, right? Is to keep doing the same thing over and over again. So locally, people are like, you have to change the mix. You have to change the roster. And when I talk to people nationally, they're like, why would you change the mix of a team that's won 90, 95, and 96 games the last 3 years and is still a really good team, right? You want to bring that team back. So I think it's all a matter of perspective. I think that they're certainly good enough to make the playoffs, and we know if you make it and you give yourself a chance, you know, anything can happen in October. I thought this year the matchup was about as bad a matchup as you can get. The Dodgers were on a roll, and the Dodgers and all of that. I didn't think the Phillies beat themselves in that series this year so much as they got beat by another team. Last year against the Mets, I thought they beat themselves. They really had a bad second half after a great first half. The wheels were coming off a little bit, and they sputtered, and they ran into a Mets team that just beat them because they weren't playing very well. So I think that's kind of how Dombrowski and his group are looking at this. It's like, hey, we really have a good team. We have a team that we think can get back to the playoffs again. Let's not make ourselves worse by making a trade to just change the mix for the sake of doing that. Let's make a deal we think is going to make ourselves better, because we're in this window. I call it the Wheeler window. Zach Wheeler's got 2 more years, signed through 2027. That's your window to win a World Series. And you've got Christopher Sanchez, and you've got Jesus Luzardo, and Andrew Painter on the way, and Aaron Nola's still there. You've got this pitching staff that's really good. And, you know, how do you make the lineup better so that you can better support that pitching staff and take another crack at this thing next year?
See, thank you. Thank you for that insight.
You got it.
I mean, you know, not only can you dominate the lazy river, but it's... I mean, this is...
I don't have a bathing suit, so the lazy river is out.
Well, that's the thing, is that I think that if you poll the media people at the winter meetings, I don't think a lot of people brought their bathing suits, which is sort of bizarre. I think people think that we're all just running around chasing GMs through the Epcot countries, you know, so...
I feel bad if I was packing my suitcase to come to this work conference and put a bathing suit in there. Yeah. Like, I wouldn't feel right about that. So I'm not saying I can't go buy one. I'm sure there are bathing suits for sale here.
No,
you wouldn't do that.
There's not enough money in the media industry to buy a bathing suit in a high-priced hotel.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, thank you.
Follow Baseballs and Boring in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.